Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies today, tonight, and this week. The big thing right now is, as we speak, the planet Mercury is crossing the disk of the sun. The planet Mercury is between us and the sun, and it's right in line with the sun. So through a very special filtered telescope, you can see Mercury against the bright disk of our sun. This is not a task for amateurs. Mercury looks very, very small compared to the sun, so you need a telescope to do it. But looking at the sun with the telescope is normally a horrible idea because it's funneling light into your eyeball. It can literally melt your eyeball if you're not careful with it, so leave it to the experts. But if you want to see Mercury crossing the sun, transiting the sun is what it's called, we are doing that at the university from sunrise, so it's going on now, until about 11:45 this morning is how long the event lasts. In front of the Joe Crowley Student Union, come on up. You can park at the planetarium, head to the student union, look through a telescope safely. We've got nice, safe, professional telescopes and filters. And check out that little dot of Mercury crossing across the surface of the sun. It looks pretty cool. It's a fairly rare occurrence. It last happened a few years ago. It won't happen again until 2019. Not super rare, not a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but a neat scientific thing to check. The transit of Mercury across the sun is going on now, and you're welcome to watch a live webcast of it. You can Google transit of Mercury. There's plenty of webcasts of telescopes that you can check out as we speak. But let's talk a little bit about other space news, space exploration news. Last Friday, SpaceX launched a satellite, and then they landed their rocket back on a robot platform in the sea. The second time in a row, they are getting pretty good at that, and that's pretty awesome. This was a normal satellite. But we also have the brightest satellite around Earth, the biggest satellite around Earth besides the moon, is the International Space Station. There's a couple things going on with that. A few weeks ago, Bigelow Aerospace, a company from Nevada, launched an inflatable module for the space station. They haven't inflated it yet, but they attached an inflatable module to the space station. And if it works, once they inflate the thing next month, if it works, they're going to monitor it for a long time, make sure that it's safe. Then we could be seeing inflatable modules for missions back to the moon and to Mars and beyond, and that's from a Nevada company. So exciting stuff. But you can see the space station yourself every morning this week, a couple times a morning, actually. Every morning this week, we have bright early morning at the passage of the space station between about 3 a.m. and sunrise. It goes around the Earth every hour and a half, so we can see a pass and then the next pass of it each morning this week to look for the International Space Station. All you have to do is go to NASA's website. You go to spotthestation.nasa.gov. Or, if you can't remember that, just Google International Space Station Pass or International Space Station Flyby, and there are a plethora of websites that will tell you exactly when and where to look to catch this thing. It's always really fun. It's really bright, brighter than any planet in the sky. So that's what to keep your eyes peeled for this week. For more information about any of this, call us at the Planetarium, 784-4812. Visit us on the web at planetarium.unr.edu. Check all the normal social media outlets for our Twitter and Facebook updates, et cetera, but best yet, come and see us in person. Check out our show in our Dome Theater where the weather is always clear and the stars are always bright. We're located at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of the Lawler Event Center. We love you, ex-listeners, and keep looking up.